Okay, so do you remember you were telling me about Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg?
And Olympic highlights.
That's what it's called. Is that what it's called?
Well, it's called Olympic highlights, but Snoop always goes, "Welcome back to Olympic highlights."
Okay, that's number one, amazing. Number two, I watched clips of their show on, I don't know, the internet or something, and it was really funny. And I was like, I need to watch all of these. I don't
all
know how many episodes they've done, but I need to watch all
seven.
Of them. Oh my God.
So far, they've done seven.
Wow.
Snoop is a national treasure. We do not deserve him.
We love him. Oh my God.
The two of them are so funny. Basically, all that happens is Kevin Hart says something stupid. Snoop laughs. And then they just like banter off of each other. And the latest thing is they had Michael Phelps on.
Oh,
and
wow.
Michael, and then Kevin Hart goes, "Michael, I'm going to show you how freaking awesome I am in the pool." And it's Kevin Hart actually like swimming butterfly.
Oh,
and he looks like super fast and amazing. And everyone's like, oh, like Michael Phelps looks confused. And he's like going closer to the TV. And Kevin's like, "I bet you didn't think I was that fast, huh? I bet you didn't think I was that great." And then Michael Phelps goes, "Are you wearing fins?" And it's as if Kevin didn't think he would get found out. And Snoop falls to the ground, like literally as announcers, he's falling off the table laughing. Kevin's like, "I don't know how he had that magic vision and saw my fins, but yes, I have fins on, so what, whatever." Oh my God, they just do dumb stuff and they're cursing. It is the best Olympic highlight recap ever. It beats every announcer. They're so funny. They react as if you would react on the couch with your friend.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're so funny. The one Snoop was commenting on equestrian.
That's the one I saw. And he's like, "Oh man, this horse is crip walking. Oh,
And he's like, "I'm gonna get that horse in the video."
Yeah. Like, put him in the video. And then they get in a philosophical discussion of like, "Why don't the horses get medals, man? That's not fair. That rider didn't do anything. They just sat there."
And then they're like, "What airline does the horse fly on?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Emirates. Damn. We didn't even come on Emirates. That's fancy as chee-chee-chee."
I saw that, and then I saw when they commented on men's basketball, and it was like a recap, and then Kevin Hart's like, "We're gonna talk about underdogs, and Snoop Dogg's like, "Yeah, I'm an underdog because nobody thought that I would make it to where I made it, and now I'm an international chef with Martha Stewart." And and you're like, "What are you saying?" It's so funny.
He is so funny. He's so smooth. He's so
I love him.
He's quick with a slow, the way his cadence of his voice. Oh my God, he's so funny. And he just laughs at Kevin and he just constantly makes fun of Kevin. And Kevin Hart's the kid that like gets angry in kickball or takes it way too serious.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because he can't even help himself.
Okay, so maybe about like a month or two ago, Snoop Dogg was at Bar A and I wasn't there. And I regret it. I'll regret it till the day I die. Because what?
How? What? Where? Why?
When? I know.
Who?
The only famous person I've ever met at Bar A was stupid Dom Mazzetti. And that doesn't count because
who's that?
Oh, you've never seen Dom Mazzetti?
Who's that?
I'll send you a video. He made like YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
He pretends to be an Italian guy. So,
wow.
Sopranos comes full circle. There you go.
Oh, we take a sip.
Yeah, take
we've
a
moved
sip.
From Degrassi to Sopranos.
I know,
but we got really... Snoop in there.
But
so,
Snoop's
amen.
In there, so.
Sisters who've seen it. We are the sisters who've seen it. Sisters, shooby-dooby-doo-wop, sisters, shooby-dooby-doo-wop, sisters. Sisters who've seen it.
Well, hi there.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, listeners. I hope you got your cleats on.
Your boots, as they say abroad.
Oi. Is that what they're called?
They call them boots a lot in the movie.
Oh, my. Well, I hope you have those, because woo! We got some soccer/football. That's not an accent. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening. I can't get it. Oh, no.
This is where, as Americans, we're wrong, because everyone calls it football, and we're like, soccer.
Yeah.
We're Americans. Soccer.
We're annoying. What do we want?
Yeah. We don't like your metric system.
Yeah. All right, listeners. Well, I'm going to jump in and introduce ourselves. So we are the Sisters Who Seen It, the podcast where two sisters who are not movie critics look back on some of our favorites throughout the years through a psychological, ethical, and familial lens. I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And that's bollocks! I like that line. I was like, let's get more of that. Let's get more of that being said, but they can only get said twice.
There's a reason that Sporty Spice is the only one without a fella.
That mom was too much, 2003. Too much!
And what's our movie, Kate?
Our movie this week is Bend It Like Beckham.
Which, lots of fun facts for this movie.
Oh, yay.
They did not believe America would get it. They don't think they get the bend it and then the Beckham part.
I got it.
Yeah, and they were trying to think of all these other movie titles for it, but it works.
Because isn't that what she does to, like, score the winning goal? She, like, has the ball bend on the penalty shot?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, she does it a bunch.
I don't know. That's what I made up in my brain. So, congrats, movie. You did it. I don't know.
Oh, boy. This was... To your point in the last episode, how highly rated this was, I could not find a lot of critiquing this movie. Even people that talked about it later on, like some 2019 articles, 2020, people love it. And Kate, yeah. I want to learn if you do.
Okay, so I enjoyed it, but there are some things that I was like, don't like that. Not into it anymore. Now, when this movie came out, I was like 12, maybe even 11. Wow. So unfortunately at that age, you know, as a girl in America, you most likely have low self-esteem. And so, you know, things hit a little differently for Katie back then.
Oh, they for do little now. Kate? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bridge, do you want to give us a synopsis for the movie?
I do. Yeah. I do. And I wrote down the sentence from Amazon Prime.
All right.
Two ambitious girls, not women, girls.
Okay.
Two ambitious, I'll fix it, women, despite their parents' wishes, have their hearts set on careers in professional soccer.
Okay. Actually, I don't hate that sentence.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
actually like better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like have their ambition set on their coach who's doing something illegal. All right.
Okay, so we have the star of the film, Jesminda. Jess, for short.
Yeah.
Loves soccer. Great at it. Didn't really realize that there's, like, professional leagues or even just travel leagues.
Right.
And I read an article that I think fits the synopsis. This is a lesbian love story where she meets Jules because Jules has been watching her from the park bench.
You sound like Jules's mom, Bridget.
Multiple times. Well, I think the movie... I want to make a new ending for the movie.
Okay.
But Jules is stalking her, and that is played by Keira Knightley.
That's pretty true, yeah.
And she then says, you need to play on this team. You're so good. She goes, what? There's a team? And she's like, come on down. And all of this has to be hidden from her family that are Sikhs. And a woman playing football is the craziest thing in the world, and you're supposed to, in this order, learn how to cook Indian food and marry a nice Indian boy. That's the order of what
there's
her
only
mom...
two things in the order?
Yes, that's what
that's
she should be
doing.
That's
actually not bad. I'm not gonna lie. Okay.
And simultaneously, she's hiding this from her family, who disapproves. But it's very bad at hiding it, because she gets caught a lot.
Oh my, I wrote that. She I was like, how many times are we going to keep getting caught and then doing it anyway? What's the point? Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she gets caught a lot. Her parents get very mad at her, but they're very distracted because her sister is getting married. And all these shenanigans are happening, and just can't give up soccer. And so the rest of the movie is her kind of fighting the cultural expectations from her family, as well as there is a little bit of a sprinkle love story with a coach. And she realizes that not only am I amazing at soccer, but she has the opportunity to go play professionally. And like all magical movies, it buttons up with a little bow at the end.
Yeah.
And the parents realize that, you know, they have to just let their child be happy. The end. How'd I do?
That's pretty good. That was a good synopsis. Ooh. Mine would have been 20 minutes long, so.
Yeah, but yours always has better detail.
No, it's, I don't know if that's good.
I have to say the lead's name. She was big on ER, and I'm forgetting her name right now.
Parminder Nagra.
Yes.
And I hope I'm saying Nagra correct, but I feel like that might be correct.
Well, and Kate, this movie was written and directed by a woman.
A woman, which is why it's highly rated.
Highly rated, and the female characters hold up.
They do.
They hold up.
Except the mom characters, but...
No, she definitely didn't like the mom.
But, like, both moms. I was like, you're, like, the same character, but, like, a little different, but, like, not really.
And, oh,
like,
yeah. It's annoying. Very stuck in, like, patriarchal ways.
Yes.
Writer-director... Gurninder Shadhe.
So if she was a writer and director, was this kind of like a I'm basing this off of my experience type situation? I wonder.
So I read about that.
This is total my Big Fat Greek Wedding style.
Mm. Oh, 1000%. And she's actually famous for movies like this. However, football, soccer,
yeah.
She literally was like, we'll add this in, but I have nothing to do with this. So she like hired experts. Beckham adding into the storyline just fit with the soccer theme. But like in general, nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
All of her films are all about kind of this like Indian culture in this British London metropolitan mm-hmm. that kind of like is gentrifying but not. And there's just like all these complicated things happening.
Yeah.
And before the movie was finished, so I think like either before they kind of finished filming, editing, whatever, her dad died.
Oh my
so
God.
So as she was kind of writing this, like the sappiness with her dad. Okay. And the daughter, and I think that plays so well, and the movie like came out a lot. And think about her as a filmmaker, like that type of family is not pushing a female to go be a writer filmmaker. That's a very right. like rare job to go be famous. So she sounds so cool. We were talking about Nancy Meyer a little bit earlier.
This is like another Nancy Meyer. Let's all hang out together, guys.
Let's all hang out. And just she seems so cool. Like she seems like such a relaxed director, where she even like brought some family members in. So like some at the wedding party, of those were like her cousins and her mom and like random people that she was like, can you come like play my movie?
I mean, there was a lot of people in those scenes. I was like, so wow, many people. This is that couldn't film this during COVID. I'm telling you what,
no, man. No, this is not a COVID approved set.
It's definitely not.
This though, we definitely need to get into it. My critique is that I felt like it was repetitive on the same problems like over and over and over again.
Yes.
And I was getting sick of it.
Getting caught, and then you're like, oh no, my life is over. But then you're like, anyway, back to lying to my parents, and then they fall for it. And it happened literally like 5 times. I was like, I'm tired.
Oh my God. And even after she gets caught, you see her like making samosas and like dribbling a ball. I'm like, she's allowed to like dribble soccer balls at home, and they're just like, we don't know what she's doing when she's not here.
She was like kneeing like a head of lettuce. Yes. I was like, you're not even hiding it. Like, I feel like part of you doesn't care, but like you think you care, but you don't care. I don't know.
Yes.
Oh boy. I love how this movie starts out because it's just like I was a little swindled because, like I said, I've watched this movie probably more than once. I think maybe even more than twice, and more so when I was like younger. And I remember like the premise and it, blah blah blah, David Beckham, but I didn't remember. In the beginning where it was like, oh, it's highlights of Beckham. So I'm like, oh, yo, this is like Space Jam. Like, we're just seeing David Beckham, like, be David Beckham. And like, that's cool. And then it's like, Jess is like in like the thing. And I'm like, oh boy, it's one of those. But they made it even funnier because then they were like, shoot to a newsroom. And I was like, this is a very elaborate like fantasy we're having. Like, I don't have daydreams like this, but like, that's cool. Maybe I should. And then her mom is like in the newsroom, like, she should not be playing football. blah, blah, blah. It was a good way to start. I was like, all right.
I kept thinking of, like, meme technology of, like, her head being on a body. I feel like people do that all the time now.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. And then it's like, she's a giant Beckham poster in her room. What did that remind you of, Bridge? What other movie that we did?
Wait, was this the 80s one? What is it called?
Yeah, where she had her boyfriend, like, cardboard cutout.
Can't buy me love.
Buy me love, yeah.
Wow.
That's what it reminded me of.
So, it's funny. I took that a little different. I took it like... You know, like, again, they're hammering home. She loves soccer. She and loves David Beckham. She's got no other personality traits besides, look at the poster.
Literally talks to her David Beckham poster only. And I'm a little worried for her. And maybe she should get a phone. I don't know.
I wrote that. I was like, should we be concerned about her mental health that she's talking to a poster all the time?
I'm a little worried about it. Yeah. Oh, I'm like, he's not a diary. What are we doing?
Ugh. But we get right into the, like, sexism between Jess mm-hmm. and her sister going shopping, and I hate shopping, and then Jules and her mom showing her a Wonder Bra that you could add in these pumps, and they make your boobs bigger. And by the way, a drinking game for this movie is how many times do they bring up boobs?
Or holy bras. Yeah.
Cow.
Yeah, yeah.
2002, 2003, obviously boobs were in, because my... Lord.
But, like, was that a thing? The, like, air pumping? It looked like an inner tube you wear on your arm when you're swimming. I was like, wait, that goes in your bra? Like, you accidentally bump into a sharp corner and you're in trouble. I'll tell you that.
You're pumped.
Yeah, that's not gonna work out. So, like, I just don't really know what's happening.
Oh, all I kept writing was, why do we hate women's bodies? Oh, why can't we just be? Why can't we be?
Yeah. It just, like, reeked of, like, early 2000s. Even, like, the, like, kind of side characters. There were, like, this group of girls who were, like, really girly that, like, the older sister was friends with. It was, like, the makeup and the glitter and, like, the weird clothes. I was like, oh, my God, early 2000s! We hate it! Katie did not feel comfortable in that time period.
Hardcore. It was very Mean Girls, right? Yes. Everyone had the tight polo. Yeah. And you showed just a little bit of your lower belly. A little bit. And they also wore, like, blue contacts to change their eye color. Like, yeah. We can't even have eye colors. Now we have to change them.
That I actually think was somewhat of a cultural thing, too.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Because they also, there were other references where, like, later in the movie, Jess's mom makes a comment, like, you're getting so dark, you know, because you're in the sun, and, like, men don't like that, and, like, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, man.
Well, and what was hard for me is I'm like, okay, I'm obviously not Sikh. I have no idea on, like, how extreme these cultural, like, if somebody now watches it and they have that same religion, culture, are they like, this was so dramatic. My family is not like that. Or are they going to watch it and say, yeah, that reminds me of my mom and that reminds me of my dad. And oh man, that's how it was. Like, that's the part that I'm like, I am never going to do this movie right. Cause I don't get how hard it must be to upkeep something, and how is it as serious? Like, you know, they're downstairs with, like, a picture of their Sikh god, so to speak, and she's upstairs with Beckham. And I keep thinking, is she the rebel, or are they progressive, or is this, like, what? I can't pick, you know?
Well, I guess they end the movie pretty progressive, but yeah, it takes a whole 2 hours to get there, because I don't think they're thinking like that in the beginning.
But
in the beginning, we meet Jess has a guy friend named Tony, which I don't know what it's short for. And don't worry, listeners, it's not Tony Soprano. No, this is a...
they're best friends.
Yeah, he's like our best friend. He's nice. He's, like, always super nice. And he also likes soccer. Because this is what I... Again, like, another thing I wasn't entirely sure of, and then it kind of became a little clearer. I wasn't sure of the ages we were working with. And then Jess and Tony, they kind of have a conversation about, like, a science class. So I'm like, okay, this is, like, high school, because then she references like, oh, going to uni, which is like university. So to me, I was like, y'all are seniors in high school and it's about to be summer, I hope, or I don't know. And then I'm sweating a lot. So
I looked it up because I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They're in the movie supposedly 18.
Okay.
But they're still seniors in high school.
They're still and like high school children.
Again, yeah. A woman wrote and directed this. So I think there was a specific, they're 18.
Okay.
Do I still love the coach piece? Because he clearly was not 18. I mean, he was probably like 20 something. No. I still didn't like
Although, I'll tell you, he looked like he was like little. I was like, and here's their 18-year-old coach ready to teach the team.
His years of experience with all his scouting
like,
knowledge.
How many years of soccer did he play? Because he's like, oh man, I'm out of commission because of my knee. I'm like, all right, what are you, Gordon Bombay? You're like 20. And you're like, I can't do it, everyone. Life is so hard. Physical therapy doesn't exist, okay?
Jeez. He's sharpening his cleats like Hans and Hans is shop.
Honestly, that would be.
I remember these days at 12.
Easily could see the crossover. I'm not gonna lie, but oh my god. God. But so Jess and Tony, they're like, yo, let's go play soccer in a public field, even though apparently like that's like forbidden for Jess, but like we don't care. Jess does literally what she wants all the time and doesn't seem to care. So, but that's where, like you said, Keira Knightley, who is Jules, starts seeing her and she's like, oh, who's that lady playing?
I mean, Kate, it was a little like, who's that lady? Who's that lady? Ooh, lovely lady. I did. I mean, she kind of was like, she had that like gazing look. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was a little voyeuristic. It was a little Mr. Miyagi style, like peeking through the bushes. And you're like, hey now, that's too much. Don't do that. But there is a lot of like the wedding buildup in the beginning because the older sister is engaged. And there's a lot of like traditions and cultural things that they kind of do in preparation for the wedding. So there's a lot of that. And I just go, what did I write here? I go, laughing my chee-chee off at early 2000s jokes about cell phones? Why did I write that?
Well, there was a lot of flip phones.
Oh, no, because do you remember that one scene where it was like all these people were like at their house, like it was some type of like engagement celebration, and then someone's cell phone goes off and literally all the grandmas whipped out cell phone, and it was like they like made it a point to like hold on that, and I was like, okay, early 2000s, like we get it, cell phones are like
a new
thing.
This is like the Facebook post from all these baby boomers. You're like, yes. No, put it away.
Oh my god, yeah, it's so
I have in my notes, I don't know why, as another like weird thing that was normal back then, all of the guys Jess played soccer with were kind of like ragging out, like, oh, you're gonna go play for a girls team, and Keira Knightley makes a hand gesture.
She does.
She's
wrote that.
Jerking off. And
amazing.
I was like, wow, that's kind of racy, but she did it. She like, I mean, she's a good actress, right? So she like played it off well. I was like, that is the funniest freaking thing to me, because no 2021 movie is making that gesture. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Who's making that gesture? Nobody.
I love that. I was like, yes, Keira, do more of that. I mean, not like, don't like do, I mean, you can, but like,
I mean, your world. I mean, you're free.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay, backtrack. Okay, so sorry. You're 18. Oh no.
Then Jess sneaks away to go play soccer, but has no cleats.
She has no cleats, and she wears like long pants, which we then later find out why she does that. And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is like kind of a rude boy about it. He's
rude
like,
boy.
No shoes. Wow. Whatever. And then he like rolls his eyes. I was like, you're an 18-year-old. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear the sass. And you kind of see him and Jules, and you're like, that's weird. You guys act like you're friends, and that's a weird relationship for a coach and a student. Gay.
The reason she was like wearing pants, and then they like brought up the scene of, oh, I don't want to wear shorts because I have this burn and I don't want anyone to see my scar. That really happened to her in real life.
Wait, the actress or the writer?
Actress. The actress.
Oh my god.
And and she lied to the director because she was like nervous she wouldn't get the part. Oh. And the director's like, this is how cool she is. She's like, we'll just write it in. Like, that'll be the characters.
Yeah. stuff.
How adorable is that?
That is adorable.
Right?
And then it was like a seamless, because then the coach, you know, he was like, oh, well, you know, look at my knee scar. And like, you're like, what? Like, people, I mean, like, I don't know, maybe early 2000s, that was like, oh my God. You're deformed, except you're not, and your leg works great. Oh, Jesus. Like, yeah.
So I thought that was like a cool piece.
That is cool.
In the midst of all of like wedding shopping and engagement and all this, is we get Keira Knightley's mom who screams at her husband and daughter.
Worst.
Alan, our daughter has breasts. And screams it. And I was like, well, drink again. Because she screamed about it because they were playing soccer in the backyard. And she was like, I want to remind you your daughter's breasts.
Do you think this mom, like, herself might be, like, a lesbian and, like, going through some, like, really,
100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, like, that toxic, like, reaction of, like...
Projection? Yeah, 100%.
You're, like, trying to deny it so hard. You just, like, lash out at everyone. Oh, no.
Her mom is nuts. And what was sad about her mom is she had a good arc going where you thought, okay, she was trying to learn soccer and she was trying to be more loving.
I know.
And then she just ruined it at the end.
I hated that. I hated that so much. I was like, that was so unnecessary. Like, you could have ended that subplot like in the middle of the movie and it would have been fine, but they just like kept it going and it was the worst. The worst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There was a lot of also, like, I'm seeing at this part, especially once Jess finally gets on the soccer team, it was like never ending montages of like,
ooh,
practicing, woo.
So did that annoy you? Like, were you sick of them?
So I love a montage.
Okay.
I really do, but like, it was a lot. I was like, there's many of these happening. Like, we probably could have cut out like one or two of them and made the movie a little shorter.
This is where I kind of disagree with you, because I liked them.
Yeah.
Mainly as I realized that they were actually playing soccer.
Yeah, they were.
And I looked it up, and Keira Knightley is a fantastic player. Like,
that does not surprise me.
They had to go to training and for 3 months, and they were like, first of all, the two of you are amazing at soccer, just for being actresses who we didn't even know if you were good at soccer.
Right.
And he's like, Keira Knightley, like, if she was actually playing since she was little, could go pro.
Like, wow, what? That's crazy.
Like, so fun. So the montages took me a while because I kept being like, are they really playing? Are they? So like, that distracted me, I think, for like 5 to 10 minutes. And I like liked it because I was kind of testing. Like, you're right. They're not playing. This is a cheap sketch. Oh, they're playing. Look at that.
I just, I don't know. I was just kind of like, all right, I've seen it. Okay. Like, it's fine. But, you know, fun music. So that's always a great time.
And we get hit in the face at the end because somehow the sister and her fiance are making out at the airport parking lot.
Yeah. Okay. And again, in my brain, I was like, oh, this like is gonna lead somewhere. I remember this like being something like they get caught or someone sees it. Nope, that never happens. The mom like does a passing comment where she's like, I know you make out with him. And I was like, wait, that's the only reason we saw that? That's the only reason? I mean, like, I guess, but like, why?
This is like a cultural thing that I'm like, so you can't like hook up before you get married, so you have to like stay apart, and that's why you guys sneak around to go make out with each other? Is that what that's about?
Is it sneaky though when it's like the middle of the day and like a giant airport? Because I feel like that's the worst place to do that.
What would you do? You get off your flight, you're tired as all hell, you got your bags, you get to the parking lot that's 800 feet away, and some D-bags are making out next to you in the parking lot. I'm honking my horn and being like, get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of my face.
Get out of here.
I had a layover. Jeez.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was, I don't know what that was, but that was something. And then somewhere in here is where Jess gets caught the first time.
So many times.
One of 8 million. And this isn't even when she's on the team. She's like playing for funsies in the park with the guys. And then she tells him, like, yeah, I made the team. And then they like make fun of her. But then the mom, again, this park, it's like, it's daytime. This is a public place. Like, I just don't think you guys are that sneaky. I'm not sure.
Far away from Three Ninjas. You know what I'm saying? They could use some ninja school. Because she, and a part of me is sad for her because she's so innocent about it. She's like, I'm just playing soccer. Like, I forget I have to hide it all the time.
Yeah, and then the mom just kind of rags into her. And the mom is mainly upset because she's like, people might make up a rumor and then that's going to ruin your sister's wedding. I was like, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. This is like a very intense family dynamic.
But then that's what ends up happening.
Yeah, kind of. But not like at that moment. I think it's later.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because it...
Oh my God. these English girls with their short hair, oh we can't tell if they're boys or not.
That was
They must have said that like 15 times.
That was kind of funny. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
What family wants a daughter who plays soccer but can't cook? I'm like, patriarchy. Take a shot.
But like, this is what's annoying about it, because I think this is why I got like, and I understand now that you explained like what happened with the writer's father, it makes a little more sense why she decided that the dad was going to be the one to then flip.
Yeah.
But if you think about, like, the patriarchy is, like, driven by men and their mindset. And in this movie, both dads, honestly, were, like, the most supportive.
Yep.
Jess's dad, not, like, super a lot at first, but he also wasn't, like, as opposed as the mom. Like, the moms were very, like, against it. And I was just like, we can't have, like, one mom who's like, yeah, girl power, like, go girl. And then the dad is the opposite. Like, it was like just, it was literally like a mirror image of the parents' perceptions of it. And it just, it kind of annoyed me. I wish there was like,
it was annoying because it's
flip.
And it is a little less realistic.
Yeah.
However, that mom's entire livelihood was based on believing that, right?
Yeah.
That I cooked, so I got a good man who's your good father. That's how we got you. It's a little bit of like, like, women can also be the problem, but doesn't mean we had to see it so contrasting.
That's true.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But here was one thing that I thought was kind of interesting about this movie that I liked, and I realized it more in the beginning, but I forgot to bring it up. They don't go into explaining the cultural elements in, like, dumb layman terms. Like, in my Big Fat Greek Wedding, she's like, when we have a lamb roast, it's because of the fourth holiday of blah, blah, blah. Like, they didn't do any of that,
like,
and I thought it made it way better. So they focused more on like the cultural back and forth. So
yeah, they did a lot more like showing and not telling.
Yes.
But then part of me was like, I don't know what's happening, but it looks cool. But I kind of can infer.
Well, and I'm also like, you could Google it, I guess.
That's, yeah, I guess I could. So,
but the thing that it was more the cultural problems, right? It was more like, first of all, this is when Jules comes in and is, so to speak, a bad influence, because she's like, okay, mom found out.
She definitely is.
She's like, say you have a job and lie. And I was like, ooh,
she's an enabler, all right. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I also feel like when the parents caught Jess and Jules, like, what they thought was kissing, but they were just like laughing, hugging, and they were like, if as a family, if you have a daughter who's just out kissing willy-nilly women, you can't manage your family, and so our kids can't get married. And they were like, this is ridiculous, they were just thinking of excuses and blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh my God. So that I feel like was more of where the focus was, which everyone could follow, right? Everyone knew that. You didn't need to know like the cultural aspects of it. You're like, wow, this is just their beliefs, and that's wild.
Yeah. And then all throughout here too, Jules and Joe, who is our 18-year-old coach, and Jess, they're all hanging out, and there was a lot of uncomfortable triangle hugging that I didn't like a lot, and I hated it, and it was too much.
I think back to every coach I've had in that 17-18 time frame. If I even tried to hug them, I would be like, ew! Like, they were rolling on the ground.
Oh my God, I know! It was like tackling. I was like, no, don't do it. Oh no.
I read in a lot of articles, people were like, yeah, Jess was in love with Joe. And I'm sorry, I read other articles that were like, Jess and Jules were meant to be. I'm sorry, they had more of chemistry.
I could
see
that.
They were meant to be.
Honestly,
I thought they were natural. They literally built a relationship better. Joe barely knows Jess. He knows she has a scar and her parents aren't really into it. But like, and he goes to her house like twice, but only to like beg to play. I mean, get out of here.
Agreed. They had like two conversations, you know, it was just not that great. It was a very like Love Actually-esque relationship where like, what? We're not really in a relationship, right? Somebody just wrote us like that. So one of us is a cardboard cutout. So yeah, not good. So, and then, okay, so I have in my notes here that then Jess gets outed for the second time that she is playing soccer because the older sister kind of covers for her because yes. Jess has her mom thinking, oh, I've got this job. That's where I go all the time. And then the mom's like, oh, your older sister is going to pick you up. And then the older sister comes home later and is like, oh, I went to your job, Jess, and your boss said you were gone. You're like, what? And then she's like, oh my God, Jess, you must be like making out with a guy, which like, honestly, Jess, like use your brain. Like you could have like pulled something out of your butt. I mean, we're already trying to lie, but like you're doing it half. So like, this is why this isn't working out very well. And she doesn't own up to it. And then the sister kind of tells on her. So that's great. We get caught again.
Well, because the sister was pissed because the wedding got called off. And the sister was like, oh, yeah, well, here's an emotional dagger. Take it.
Yeah. And then there's a part where Jess and Jules, again, in their beautiful friendship slash romance, go on a little trip to buy cleats or, as Bridget pointed out, boots. Okay.
Where's your boots?
Soccer boots. Cause Jess is like, oh, I need shoes for the wedding. And the mom's like, here's some money. And she's like, haha, I'm going to go like buy not shoes for the wedding. And you're like, Jess, again, like you gotta like,
so obvious.
You need to like do some covering up. Like you're not, there's no covering. And none. Then she gets caught immediately. Cause they're like, let me see your shoes. And then she's like, whoops, I bought shoes that you didn't like. Stupid.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my
and then God. the mom literally starts crying when she sees the soccer cleats. And I couldn't help it. I laughed. I thought that was kind of funny because I was like, oh no, this is extra.
Oh my God.
This is extra. But in here, again, even though Jess got outed for, what is this, the third, fourth time? I don't know. I already lost count. She goes back to soccer practice and then the coach like gets mad at her and I didn't really know what was going on.
She was
on.
Talking. She wasn't like
okay.
paying attention. Which I was like, listen, bro, don't use your power because you're trying to flirt with her. Rude.
Ew, that's like a like power move where he's like, I'm gonna get you alone and like tired, and then you'll have to like talk to me. And you're like, gross. It is gross. Well, that's what happens. And then there's like a part where he's like, Jess, no, you're injured. And she's like limping. She's like, my ankle. And then they have some stupid talk about how if you're injured, you should not be injured. And then he gives her an intimate foot massage. And I hated it.
And you thought of Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction. Ew. And you're like, listen, there is a theory on foot massages and it means one thing. And Samuel L. Jackson knows. Oh, John Travolta doesn't.
Oh no. Quentin Tarantino directed that scene. We hate it. But like, that doesn't come into the plot ever again. She's like, ever I'm again. Injured. And he's like, let me touch your feet. And then it's like, anyway, now she's great again. And I was like, what? Why do we do God. That? I hate to see it.
Oh
hate
my
to
God.
See it.
But even he mentions at some point, because basically Jess was like, you know, hey, Jules, are you like into the coach? Like, do you have a crush on him? She's like, oh my God, no, not at all. And he would totally get in trouble if he like got with one of the players.
Yeah, everyone.
Well, that's your first mistake, Jules. You should have just said you liked him.
Right.
But because of that, I don't know why the rest of the movie had the coach proving he didn't believe that. Like, he just kept trying to hook up with Jess.
It's like, I'm willing to get fired for these little high school ladies. Ew.
Here was one thing I didn't like about that like character in real life. So I read in a bunch of interviews that he was like, I thought the movie was gonna be terrible, so I didn't tell anybody I was in it.
Jonathan Rhys Meyers was like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, really? Because it was like a female led movie and you were the female coach, like
I don't like that.
So I was a little disappointed in his character and his actions off the film.
Well, so there.
So basically, we go through all this drama, and then they start to really crack down with Jess, where they're like, you can't go to practice, but which is why the coach goes to the house. And it's like, hey, I'm the coach. He was actually being somewhat professional. He's like, I didn't know she didn't tell you. She lied to me too. This is like my political duty as
a
coach.
But he does come dressed a little sexy, and that was a lot. Oh,
does he? I missed that.
I mean, he had like a V-neck, and I was like, sir, what up? This is a family. This is a private establishment, all right?
Oh, I missed that part, but it doesn't go well. They're like, we don't care. We hate you too. She's not playing football. We have a wedding, by the way. Does anyone know about the wedding? Bye.
They're like, we have a wedding that literally got canceled yesterday, but maybe it'll happen. We don't know. We're just trying to make things happen. And then the dad goes on his whole monologue about how he played cricket, but then he was discriminated against when he came to Britain. So now nobody in his family is ever allowed to play organized sports, and I hate it.
And then he eventually like dashed the lines to be like, and I don't want her to get her hopes up. I'm like, okay. There's where you're trying to be a nice dad.
Right.
But it's not like 1902 anymore.
No.
And that was like, Jess was like, it's different now. And he's like, right. I don't care.
It's like, I don't care, but then I'll care later. Who knows what I'll feel in a 2 scenes.
I'll be sappy later.
Yeah, who knows? Yep. But don't worry, because then the coach is like, Jess, we're going to go play in Germany. Shame you can't go. And then Jess is literally like, Cheech, I'm going. She just goes.
And then I guess her sister was like, you know what? Whatevs. I'll hook her up. Now I've changed my mind because, what? The wedding's back on, so I don't hate my sister anymore? I mean, rude.
I don't know. I don't even remember when the wedding came back on. I didn't know where the older sister was because the older sister wasn't at the house. Like, the parents thought the two sisters were on vacation somewhere. So the older sister was, I don't know where, somewhere. And then Jess is literally in Germany getting put on the front page of newspapers like a ding dong.
Again, how to get caught by Jess.
Yeah, honestly.
We also, when she sneaks away to Germany, get the most uncomfortable scene of all time.
Which is, by the way,
in the background, imagine Sporty Spice singing, I turn to you like a flower leading towards the sun.
And it's our older brother Jimmy raving in the corner with glow sticks. Circa early 2000s at Bridget's Sweet 16. Katie doesn't forget. Okay.
And basically Jules is like, dance with me, Joe, dance with me.
And he's like, okay.
And then he's like, Jules, just dance with me. And it is the weirdest.
It's a weird threesome dance. We hate it. I actually think, okay, first of all, the coach, number one, is an 18-year-old predator. Number two, I think he's trying to go for a threesome because honestly, there was a lot of like, hey, let's all get in here. Am I right, ladies?
Let's all love. Am I right?
Ew, it was so not cool.
So Jess apparently drinks too much, which we don't see her drinking at all the whole night. So, okay, she's drunk. And she goes outside and he's like, oh no, Jess, are you okay? And that's when they try to kiss. But Jules interrupts them and calls her a
chee-chee-chee. Oh,
chee-chee-chee.
I didn't write that down, but I believe that.
She goes, yo,
chee-chee-chee. She bollocks.
Bollocks. And honestly, this then, Jules stands her ground on her being mad at Jess for a good 30 minutes of the movie.
It's a long time, to the point where I think she developed a little bit of depression, because all we see her doing is laying in bed sadly with no sunlight, and the mom is like, she's so sad, and I'm like, what is going on here? This is a lot.
And then the mom overhears when Jess tries to apologize how Jules was talking about, I loved him, and the mom is getting every other word, so she's convinced they broke up, and this is why she's been depressed, because Jess and Jules broke up. Oh my god. So funny, because at this point the mom is so extra.
She's so extra. Oh my god. And then the mom has like a mental breakdown about it. It's weird and nobody cares. So, she's literally hysterically crying.
She was just so homophobic. And then eventually we also see another kind of big moment where Tony,
oh my god,
Jess's best friend, basically comes out to Jess. Yes.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't really love her response. Didn't love it.
What did she say?
Well, she kind of was like, you're Indian. Like, Mm-hmm. What's your mom gonna say? Okay. And I was like, that's ma'am? Rude as hell, ma'am.
This is similar to your situation,
and then they like diffuse it by like banter, and then basically Tony's like, and by the way, your coach is hot. And she's like, ah!
I also love how they're at this point in the movie, they're like, oh yeah, we haven't really talked about David Beckham. So then they bring him up for this part where she's like, man, nobody can bend it like Beckham, hashtag movie title. And then Tony's like, I like Beckham. She's like, same. He's like, no, Jess, I really like him. And I was like, okay, there are other ways we could have came out, but nope, I guess it's Beckham all day.
Fun fact about Beckham, so first of all, they were like, hey, we want to use your name for this movie. And he was like, what's it about? And they're like, women's soccer. And he's like, 100%, I love women's soccer, all the support. I think money he got or something from the film, he donated
we for love like that.
Female soccer, whatever. So let me tell you, he's a pretty stand-up guy. I give it to him.
I like him, and I like Posh Spice, who is Victoria Beckham. But, you know.
So there you go.
We love them, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is, again, another, you know, screw my family, I'm gonna go play soccer, even though I got in trouble when I came back from Germany, but apparently I didn't get in too much trouble, because I can still do whatever I want, and I'm tired, and I can't, I lost count.
This part, I was like, listen, we could have had a club in London. We could have had the crazy threesome dance party there. We didn't have to get caught with the newspaper again.
Oh no.
But eventually Jess decides to give up. She's like, okay, the only game that's next is literally the date of the wedding, because now that the wedding's on, they have to plan this last minute date. And Jess is like, fine, I will give up soccer. And they're like, yeah, it's your sister's wedding, give it up.
Well, before that too, she does play in one more game.
But she?
But it's like Aukies, because like her and Jules are still like not like friends, but then they like have to pass to each other, but then like, and they still do great, but then they don't like celebrate their goals together, and I hated it.
Oh, she gave like a funny frowny face in the middle of the, okay, I remember.
And then Jess gets red carded, thrown out of the game, hashtag Bash Brothers style, because she like attacked a girl because the girl apparently called her a racial slur, which I didn't hear, but then she said after, and then she yelled at the coach, and she was like, everything sucks and I hate everyone. And then literally the next scene is like the older sister's like, I'm getting married again. It's like, okay, great. Okay, all right, let's
do
it.
But at that game, the dad shows up. So the dad is starting to turn. But he's also like watching her and the coach hug, and he's like,
And he's like, this is illegal, I think. And like, I will call the police.
That's not what happened to me in my cricket experience.
Oh God, I hope not. I don't know.
Oh my God. And yes, okay, then we go to the wedding plot as the same day. And Jess is like, she basically gives up so much that this was definitely a Sweet 16 reference, where she has to share her room because people are visiting for the wedding.
Definitely.
And she has to take down Beckham posters. So who is she going to talk to?
Did you say Sweet 16? You mean 16 candles.
Sorry, 16 candles.
No, but you're so right. I was like, oh girl, sorry. That sucks.
Oh my God. No.
Sad
like,
day.
Literally, who is she going to talk to? Like, the poster's down.
I know.
Jules is not talking to her. I mean, she's alone.
Yeah.
Tony should be mad at her because he came out and she was not supportive, as I think she should have.
Tony's a little passive about it all. Mm-hmm. But somewhere within here, because it is before the wedding that Jess and Jules then are like, JK, now we're best friends again. Yeah. And
you're like, what? Oh, really?
What's happening? Yeah. That's somewhere in there, because Jess still wears Jules' shoes for the actual day of the wedding. And then Jules tells Joe about the that she's not gonna go to the game, and then Joe is like, I better put on my nicest v-neck and go back to the house and creep through the window and tell her to come. And then the dad's like, hey, what are you doing looking in the window, you creeper? Which is how I would have reacted to, because
I
like,
would
why
too.
Are you, you're staring in a window of like a family party, like that's too much
awkward.
And Joe's
sir.
Like, oh my God, she should play as a talent scout. The dad's like, go teach off. And then, you know, dad allows Jess to then be outside alone with the adult predator coach. So there's a lot of enabling happening in this movie.
A lot. Although, to give Jess credit, there was a lot of people in that house with a lot of flip phones, and she was spinning something on her head. I mean, it looked like a lot.
Yeah, again, I was like, I'm sweaty. I'm not there, but I'm sweaty. Somebody is sick. Somebody coughed on me. I don't know what's happening. It's not okay.
Oh, my God.
But seeing, like, the montage of the wedding was kind of cool, because I love so seeing fun. All that stuff. It's really, really awesome.
They know how to party.
They do. And it's, like, I think sometimes it's, like, more than one day.
Oh, sometimes, yeah. But it's, like, 4 days.
Yeah, I don't know typically. If it was like that in this movie. It seemed like it was, like, one day.
So much. So much was happening.
Yeah.
But because she looks so sad, her dad... Well, first of all, Tony's like, listen, I am your unofficial mob father, and I'm going to tell you to get your butt to the finals. The second half is starting. We can get there. You got 30 minutes to play. The scout is there. I'm going to change the direction of your life. Yeah. And her dad was like, well, if it'll make you smile on the video camera, I'll let you go.
on the 100-pound video camera that some poor man has been carrying around all day. I felt so bad for that guy. I was like, oh no, sir.
That was our home videos, Kate. Cameras.
They were so big. How did that happen?
Oh my God.
Yep, so Jess goes to the game and she literally like rolls up and she's like, yo, coach, I'm here. And he's like, thank God, get in there. Play.
And there's like no rules. He doesn't tell the ref. He's like, number 9 is here. Go.
Yeah, he's like, screw the other players. We're going to get her in there. And she somehow gets a penalty shot and she has another hallucination. She just might be developing schizophrenia. I'm just going to say there's some symptoms that are happening, but she sees her family in their wedding attire, like yelling at her on the field.
Maybe this is why she keeps forgetting her parents told her she can't play soccer. Like she keeps being like, what? Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, that actually reminded me of The Big Green. Do you remember that movie?
Wow. That's a great movie. Yo,
that's what that reminded me of. I was like, oh no, all the hallucinations. It's happening. But then she scores and we don't really celebrate because she's like, I gotta leave. Get dressed again. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it's chaos.
Also, I thought, wait, so you're going to go play a soccer game and then just put on all that? Are you showering?
No, I don't think she did.
To the party sweaty and gross, stinking, like just dancing around everybody like a big stink bomb? Because that would be nasty.
She deft it because she played that last 30 minutes of the game with like a full face of makeup and like fancy hair. And I was like, That's not looking that good after that. So
no,
this is
not at all.
This is unrealistic.
Not at all.
But this is where then after the game, Jules is like, oh, I'm going to go see my best friend at her sister's wedding, which like, that's a little too much. So I was annoyed by that. I'm seeing the story you're laying where maybe Jules is like, I just want to see her in her pretty dress again.
And they're perfect.
Have a moment and whatever. And the mom's like, I'll drive you. And then the mom is again convinced that she's a lesbian and she makes a scene and it's awkward.
So awkward. Wait, did you get the best line ever?
I wrote, yes! Get your lesbian feet out of my shoes!
Wait, but then did you hear the commentary?
Okay. And then one of the grandmas on Jess's, you know, in Jess's family goes, lesbian? I thought she was a Pisces.
And then they go, she's not Lebanese.
Yeah. So funny.
Oh, that was, I just hated that. I was like, oh my God.
It was so like Real Housewives. I was like, did we need this?
Oh my God. Who is the Real Housewives dude that's the host? Andy Cohen. Andy Cohen set up that scene. He's like, listen, yeah, we gotta definitely. Add some drama at the end with shoes.
Bravo, at a big on the event. Street. Yeah.
But we weren't invited. Let's show up.
Oh no. Oh Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh my God. And then Jules is like, Mom, I liked my coach, who's a guy. And then the mom, instead of being mortified that her soccer coach is a predator with children, the mom then does a sigh of relief, and that's the wrong way to respond to that. And yep, it was dumb.
Well, and then ultimately, both Jules and Jess get a free ride to college.
Yo.
And both parents are like, well, I guess we should let them be happy. And you're like, are you for real right now? Because like, 12 people in the entire, like, world at this point, because they're in England going to the U.S., get these opportunities, and they're like, well, I guess, you know, I guess we should just give in. Like, oh, this is amazing! God.
I know. The ending was a little, like, weird, like that. And, oh, and also somewhere in here, Tony, who, again, is a gay man now, he thinks it's a great idea to make a public announcement at a family event that him and Jess want to get engaged, and then Jess literally 0.5 seconds later is like, hell no! That ain't happening.
Again, at that point, she should have said, it's me and Jules forever and ever.
Jess plus Jules equals heart. Forever.
Equals Santa Clara forever and ever. Heart face. Yeah. We're going to sit next to each other on the plane. Bye.
And, you know, again, the dad is like, you know what, guys? One time I played cricket and I was so sad that I stopped doing that. And now my life is so sad. And you're like, okay, is the dad depressed now? Is that what he's telling us? I don't know. And then he's like, so anyway, she should go play soccer. And then the mom in like, again, immediately is like, you're right. I'm like, what is this? No.
Oh my God. Well, I kind of teared up a little bit because he was like, don't accept life the same way I did. I want her to fight and I want her to win. And I agree with you. The mom was way too accommodating. She was like, totally. I'm like, what? This is all we need?
Yeah, she's like, I've always felt that way. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm tired.
And then he became mushy. He was like,
yo.
Two daughters happy on the same day. What more can a dad ask for? It's like, what?
Well, and then we pretty quickly see, like, there's a part where Jess goes and finds Joe late at night, and we all hate it, and it's gross, and then Jess is like, hey, you're a scrub, and I'm gonna go to America, and he's like, what? We should date, I'm not your coach anymore, and I was like, like, I screamed. I was like, no, that's so inappropriate to say. But Jess turns him down. Aww. But don't worry, because then, I don't know, who knows what, the next day, they are all at the airport, and then Joe runs in! Love Actually style! Who let him in the airport? Who let him through TSA? I would like to know. Because,
those
what are we doing?
Those cardboard cutouts, he's just flying cardboard cutouts down the aisle.
He literally runs in, and he's like, oh my God, Jess! I had to say goodbye. And then she's like, you know what, Joe? Let's make out behind my family. And then they do. And it's a lot.
I hated it.
I hated it. It was so gross. And then they're like, oh, and we forgot to mention David Beckham. So we're going to put him in the last scene of the movie.
There's David again.
There he is. He's over there. And you're like, okay, cool. That's... All right.
Well,
bye.
Jules tries to save it. She's like, it's a sign. I was like, that's the best we could do with this. That's the best we could do with this.
She might as well have been like, it's the movie title. And then it was like, the end. And you're like, what? Oh, no. Yep. And then there's a weird, like, after credits scene, or maybe it was like before the credits, where like the dad is playing cricket with Joe, and now
with
they're
Joe.
Best friends. And I hated that.
I hated it too, because Joe was like, turned down the men's coaching job and stayed with the women's, and we're gonna go pro next year, so I am a big deal because I stuck with women even though I really didn't, and I also didn't want to promote this movie. And I'm like, you're the worst.
The worst. The worst.
Yeah. Wow, we did it, Kate. That was a lot of getting caught and ignoring it. Getting caught and ignoring it. We bent the ball like Beckham, but we didn't see him, and then we saw him, but not a lot. And there was a wedding in between.
A lot of being gay, but maybe you're not. Maybe but not. Maybe you are, but
let's
who
bend
knows?
It. I don't know. It's
I
bendy.
Don't know. We don't know. Yep. A lot of bending. So, Bridge, would you rewatch this movie? Watch or don't watch?
I think you should watch. However, yes. I think the ratings were a little high.
Yeah, they definitely were like nostalgic ratings, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a great movie. Even Roger Ebert gave it like 4.5 stars, which is huge for him.
Wow.
That's my only caveat, is watch it, but like lower the expectations a little bit and you'll enjoy it. I think I was a little mad at how great everybody said it was.
Yeah, and if you are uncomfortable with coach and student relationships, as you all should be, then just like be ready, because you're gonna cringe, so. But then there is some other good stuff in there.
Yeah. And what was very sad about this movie is the Women's Professional Soccer League, because of the 1999 Olympic team. Remember Brandi Chastain scores the winning goal and rips off her shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, and like Mia Hamm.
And Mia Hamm.
That's set up for this Women's Professional League. And from like 1999 till this movie came out, like basically nobody showed up to these games once they made it like professional, so the league got shut down.
Yeah.
And then it had like a period where like nothing happened. And then the national team started again, I think like 2012. There's probably something else in between. But now, like, soccer's getting big again. The women are like kicking butt. I mean, they did a bronze performance, which wasn't the best, but
it's still a medal.
Still great.
Yeah.
I could see an updated Bend It Like Beckham with Kate, two women falling in love.
Oh, yeah. And the coach is not a predator.
Not a predator coach.
Please spare us.
Not a predator coach.
Oh, God.
But I have your movie pick right here.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
No. I don't know. Am I?
Are you ready?
I don't know.
I don't think you're ready.
Okay.
This is way different. And I didn't even look at your list, Kate. So this is a wild card. 1993, which is the
best year for movies.
And I think this one will actually validate that once again. It is an American coming of age comedy film.
Oh my God. 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 Okay.
We see a lot of people that go on to be famous, some more than others. We actually reference some of these cast members in an old podcast episode.
Oh.
You'll get this once I say it.
Okay.
I was thinking of summer, and I was thinking of the days, and I was thinking of being confused, and I was thinking of the 1993 hit Dazed and Confused.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. Oh, I thought you were going Sandlot. I was like, why are they confused? I don't know what's happening. Oh, I love Dazed and Confused.
Nothing was better than seeing your face when I said confused, and then you were like,
oh my God, I love Dazed
and Confused. We have a baby Matthew McConaughey. We have a baby Ben Affleck. Don't worry, J-Lo is not here.
No.
I mean, people.
It's just not. No, and baby Matthew McConaughey also plays somewhat of a predator. So we have a
drink again. Parker Posey.
Parker Posey. Oh my God. Wipe that smile off your face.
Chi-chi.
Or something. There's a line she says in there. You'll know it.
Now it's referencing the 70s, so we're going to take it back. But it is summer. It is nostalgic.
Yeah.
And before you go back to school, kids, just live out that party before you're back to school. I don't know.
Summer movie. Oh my God, I love this movie so much. I can't wait.
Well, Kate.
Bridge.
If you really wanted to pursue soccer, which in your case could be symbols,
Okay.
Professionally and culturally, we were against it. So you had to keep running away to bang your symbols.
Oh, God.
Your best friend Jules and you really had this love affair, and everyone kept telling you you can't do symbols, and you just kept doing symbols, and you know, you just couldn't get away from it. I would cover for you every step of the way so you could go pursue your dream and be a professional symbol player.
Oh, thank you, Bridge. Wow. Oh, I love that. Well, and Bridge, I just want to say, if you made a new friend at the park who, you know, liked to watch you from afar and then mustered up the courage to introduce herself, and you guys started getting close, and, you know, there were a lot of feelings coming from that person, I would tell you, yo, she's into you. So, you know, have that conversation first, and don't go through a whole movie with the questions.
Oh, man.
Well, and listeners, if you hate the patriarchy and bras with air that gets pumped into them, You should write us a review. We love reviews. We love written reviews. You can review us on Apple Podcasts and some other podcasting apps. We also have a website, sisterswhoseenit.com. If you scroll down on our main page, there is a form you can fill out to request a movie. Ooh. And actually, we recently had someone fill that out, and I'm not going to say your whole name, sir, because that's how you get stalked. But I would like to give a shout out to David. David, you know who you are. He shouted out our Lord of the Rings episode, and he is a Philly guy.
I love you, David.
And he gave us some movie requests. So, David, I have those written down.
And I can't wait.
And make sure you keep listening, my friend, because we will make sure to get to your requests. But thank you for that. So, listeners, if you want to be like David and have your time to shine on the podcast, please do that. We've got a list going on, and, you know, as you can probably tell if you're a weekly listener, you know, sometimes we'll do a fan request, and then sometimes we'll switch it up. So, we like to be spontaneous. So, yeah, it's, yeah, you know, it keeps you guessing.
Fresh.
Keeps you fresh and guessing. And, Bridge, what else can they do on our website?
You can buy us coffee.
Yes.
It is a Ko-Fi site, and we are not saying that you could skip the movie request line by adding Ko-Fi money, but we're not saying it. So, did I say it right? Anywho, if you appreciate what we do, you like it, that makes us, you know, validate you do, and we'll keep on trucking. We'll keep on chatting. We'll keep on watching. I have spent a lot of money on buying these movies that for some reason are free for Katie, and I can never find them. It would be so helpful to just apply that money to what I watch.
No.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, listeners, Spend It Like Beckham is on Disney Plus, so
Disney Plus, don't
feed Jeff Bezos.
For free, if you have a Disney Plus account, you know, that's how it goes.
All right. Well, yes, so check all that out, and yeah, we hope to hear from you guys, so.
Love you so much, and I hope you get out there and you bend it like Beckham. I turn to you
rave on out.
I turn to you.
So 2000s. I can't. Oh, I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Sisters Who Seen It. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out our website at sisterswhoseenit.com, where you can email us, request movies to be reviewed, and keep up to date with all things sisters. Also, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. See you next week.